Welcome to Insurance Talk Texas, brought to you by Shell Insurance Agency, North Texas's number one business and personal lines insurance agency for the past 100 years. Call us today at 972-423-4546 for a quote or visit us at shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com. Now here's your hosts. Welcome back to Insurance Talk Texas. I'm here with my co-host, and we've got something today that is genuinely urgent, and I mean that word, urgent. 8 days ago, flash flood warnings were posted across Dallas County, Tarrant County, and Rockwell County, right here in North Texas. Streets turned into rivers, creeks overflowed, and if any of those homeowners ran to pull out their homeowners insurance policy thinking they were covered, they were in for a devastating surprise. Welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about flood insurance, the massive coverage gap that most North Texas homeowners don't even know they have, and what you can do about it right now. I'm talking to you, Frisco, McKinney, Plano, Prosper, Salina, all of Collin County and Denton County. This one's for you.
And I have to say, this topic has been on my mind for a while, because this is one of those things where people find out they're unprotected at the absolute worst moment, when there's water coming into their home. Your homeowner's insurance policy, no matter who you have it with, no matter how good your agent is, does not cover flood damage. It is explicitly excluded. Flood is its own separate category of coverage entirely, and most Texas homeowners either don't know that, or they've heard it and haven't actually done anything about it.
Right, and that's the real issue here. It's not a lack of information so much as it's a lack of action. People assume their home is protected because they have insurance, and in so many ways, it is. For fire, for wind, for hail, for a lot of things, but not flooding, not water that enters your home from the outside, from a storm, from an overflowing creek, or a backed up drainage system. That is not your homeowner's policy. That requires a completely separate flood insurance policy.
And here's a statistic that should stop people in their tracks. More than 40% of all flood insurance claims in the country come from properties that are not in a designated high-risk flood zone. So the idea that you only need flood insurance if you live right next to a creek or if FEMA has your neighborhood on some map, that is genuinely dangerous thinking. If it can rain, it can flood. That's actually what the Texas Department of Insurance says, and they're right.
Now, North Texas has a particular flood risk that people who moved here from other parts of the country sometimes underestimate. We sit at the northern tip of what's called Flash Flood Alley, this wide band that runs through central and North Texas. The terrain funnels rainfall into creeks and rivers quickly. And then you add in what's happened to this region over the last decade. Frisco, McKinney, Prosper, Salina, massive development. Thousands of new homes, all that open land that used to absorb rainfall, it's now concrete, rooftops, parking lots, subdivisions. The water has nowhere to go, and it goes into neighborhoods.
That's such a key point. This is why you can have flash flooding in a subdivision that was built 5 years ago, nowhere near a river or a creek, just because the drainage infrastructure can't keep up with the volume of water. And honestly, if you're a newer homeowner in one of these fast-growing communities in Collin County or Denton County, this is exactly the kind of conversation you need to be having with your insurance agent. And that's why reaching out to Shell Insurance is such a smart first move. 972-423-4546. They know North Texas. They understand how these communities are built, how the flood risk works in different areas, and they can help you figure out where you actually stand.
And speaking of knowing where you stand, there are some real and immediate changes happening with flood maps in this area right now. Collin County got updated FEMA flood maps in November of 2024. So if you bought your home before that update, your flood risk designation may have changed. You could be in a different flood zone than you were when you closed on your house. And Denton County, FEMA has completed new detailed flood studies for Harriet Creek and Catherine Branch, and those updated maps are slated for release this year, in 2026. These are not abstract regulatory updates. These are documents that determine whether your mortgage lender can require you to buy flood insurance. A lot of homeowners are finding out about these changes when they get a letter from their bank.
A letter from their bank. That is not the way you want to find out your flood zone changed. And here's the thing. If you're suddenly required to get flood insurance because of a map change, you've got a very short window to get that sorted out. But even if your lender isn't requiring it, you should be asking the question yourself, because the flood map only tells you about official high-risk zones. It does not tell you your actual risk. Again, over 40% of claims come from outside those zones.
So let's talk about what flood insurance actually looks like, because I think a lot of people don't know what they'd be buying. There are two main paths. One is through the National Flood Insurance Program, the NFIP, which is federally backed and available through licensed insurance agents. Through the NFIP, you can get building coverage up to $250,000 for structural damage to your home. You can also purchase a separate contents policy that covers your personal belongings and furniture up to $100,000. Those are two different policies, one for the structure, one for what's inside it. And at Shell Insurance, they can walk you through exactly what combination makes sense for your home and your budget. Visit shellinsurance.com, that's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com, or call 972-423-4546.
And then there's the private flood insurance market, which has really grown in the last several years. Private policies sometimes offer higher coverage limits than what the NFIP provides. They can cover things the NFIP doesn't, and claims are sometimes handled faster. The trade-off is that it varies a lot by insurer, so you really need someone who knows the market and can compare options. This is one of those situations where having an independent agency like Shell Insurance working for you rather than a single carrier makes a real difference, because they can shop multiple options and find what actually fits your situation.
Perfect point. And here's the single most important practical detail in this entire conversation, the 30-day waiting period. Most flood insurance policies, both NFIP and many private policies, have a 30-day waiting period from the date you purchase before the coverage is actually active, which means if there's a storm system forming in the Gulf of Mexico and you call your agent that day trying to get flood insurance, you're too late. You will pay the premium and have zero coverage for that event.
This is why we're talking about this right now in mid-March, because spring storm season in North Texas runs from March through June. These are the months when we get the big multi-day rain events, the flash flooding, the creek overflows. And we already had a flash flood warning event on March 4th. We're literally in it right now. If you don't have flood insurance today and you call Shell Insurance tomorrow to get it, you still have a 30-day wait. So the time to move is this week, not when you see dark clouds building on the western horizon.
I cannot stress that enough. The 30-day waiting period is the thing that catches people off guard every single spring season without fail. And here's what Texas flooding actually costs when you're not covered. Last year, the 2025 Texas floods generated somewhere between $18 and $22 billion in total economic losses. The vast majority was uninsured, people rebuilding out of pocket, taking on debt, in some cases walking away from homes they couldn't afford to fix. 1 inch of floodwater, 1 inch, can cause up to $25,000 in damage. An average flood claim is $115,000. This is not a minor inconvenience. This is a financial catastrophe for families who thought they were covered and weren't.
And when that happens, people sometimes turn to federal disaster assistance, thinking FEMA will save them. But federal disaster assistance is only available in presidentially declared disasters. And even then, it's a loan. You are taking on debt. It is not a check that makes you whole. Flood insurance is what makes you whole. That's the only product designed specifically for this risk.
So here's what we want every North Texas homeowner listening to do. Check your current flood zone status, especially if you're in Collin County or Denton County, where maps have changed recently or are changing right now. Find out whether your homeowner's policy covers anything flood-related. It almost certainly doesn't, but confirm it. And then have a conversation about whether NFIP coverage, private flood insurance, or a combination is right for your property. Shell Insurance handles all of this. They are your local North Texas independent insurance agency. They serve families all across Frisco, McKinney, Plano, Prosper, and the surrounding communities of Collin and Denton County. Reach out to Shell Insurance today. Call 972-423-4546 or shellinsurance.com.
Don't wait until the storm sirens are going off. That's the message today. Flood insurance has a 30-day waiting period. Spring storm season is here. North Texas maps are changing, and your homeowner's policy has a flood exclusion. Everything lines up to say, get this done now. Shell Insurance makes it easy, and they're right here in your community.
North Texas families have been trusting them for years, and this is exactly the kind of coverage decision where that local expertise and that relationship really matters.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us today on Insurance Talk Texas. We'll be back next week with another topic to help you make smarter, better informed insurance decisions right here in the great state of Texas. In the meantime, check your flood coverage. And if you don't have it, call Shell Insurance. That number one more time, 972-423-4546 or shellinsurance.com. Stay safe out there in North Texas. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit our sponsor, Shell Insurance, for all of your business, homeowners, and auto insurance needs. Call them at 972-423-4546 for a quote, or visit their website at shellinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-L-L insurance.com. See you next time.